Finding the Cracks in Bone Dry, Indiana, on this moment of Indiana history. Using or even possessing alcohol became a criminal act in the U.S. in 1919 with the ratification of the 18th Amendment and the passage of the Volstead Act. The Indiana branch of the Anti-Saloon League, however, lobbied for even stricter legislation, and in 1925, the General Assembly passed one of the toughest prohibition laws in the nation, the Right Bone Dry Law. Although the federal law allowed people to legally possess liquor with a doctor's prescription, Indiana's law did not. In other states, doctors prescribed whiskey and brandy for patients of all ages, suffering from everything from anemia to heart disease to pneumonia, and patients had their prescriptions filled at drugstores. Indiana's own Attorney General, Arthur Gilliam, announced in 1927 that he had broken the state's bone dry law to obtain whiskey to save his three sons from dying of typhoid and pneumonia. Lobbying for the legalization of medicinal alcohol, Gilliam also divulged that he had recently assisted Governor Ed Jackson in obtaining prescription whiskey when his wife was suffering from a severe case of pneumonia. Fomenting debate across the state, the revelations prompted the Reverend Edward S. Shoemaker, leader of the Indiana Anti-Saloon League, to demand that the Attorney General resign. Ensuing reports, however, exposed Shoemaker's own daily use of an elixir containing 23% alcohol, along with the possibility that he had obtained medicinal liquor for family members. Americans voted to repeal prohibition in 1933. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History.